Take your Bibles and go to Proverbs chapter 2. I'm going to get my Bible. Thank you. Might help. Proverbs chapter 2. Thank you, Brother Doug, for the message. Thank the Lord for giving it to him and for him preaching it. The Spirit of God on him. Maybe we'll kind of carry that thought on a little bit. I asked Brother Andrew to put this on the Jumbotron here. Shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, the knowledge of God? With the Lord's help for just a few minutes, we're going to give you the thought the Lord gave me on if, then. If, then. Let's pray. Father, I love you today, Lord. I truly do thank you, Lord, for how you've spoken to my heart and to the hearts of the young people and the folks here this morning, Lord. Lord, wish you do. Don't take it for granted when the Spirit of God comes by and manifests itself in our presence. Lord, I thank you for that today, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, we invite you to just move right on in here and stay with us this morning, Lord. Lord, we understand that we can't make it without you, Lord. We've got nothing to say, Lord, but you've got, sure got plenty, Lord. And I pray you'd speak to your children this morning in this place, Lord. And Lord, there still may be some, no doubt, Lord, that do not know you, Lord. They've never received you as their Savior. Lord, I pray today would be that day, Lord. Oh, Lord, today would be their spiritual birthday. We sure celebrate it with them, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, it was said, Brother Doug mentioned some things a while ago. We recognize that we live in very troubling times. I mean, it's not just troubling, it's confusing sometimes. The whole world is confused. And I don't want to go down all those dumb roads that they go down, but all this confusion of gender and confusion of roles and all this stuff. What in the world's going on? And I get to looking and thinking, Lord, wow, this is confusion. But you know, the good thing about it is we understand that confusion does not come from God. Amen? He is not the author of confusion. He tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians. He's not interested in the churches being confused. He's not interested in you being confused today. He's the Bible even tells us that of him, that all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him are amen. He's not a hope so, maybe so kind of God. He's a God, the Bible says, in him there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen. God, he's solid. He's a rock that we can stand on. And I don't have to be confused today. Maybe you came here this morning, you're a little confused, you're a little troubled about some things. Well, Solomon here in the book of Proverbs, in this book of wisdom, gives us some good instruction. He gives us some good wisdom to go by, and he gives us some answers. You know, even salvation sometimes people get confused about. You know, I've been there as a church kid, saved, younger, and we go through these things, but I thank God that's not even, doesn't even have to be confusing. Amen? 1 John uses words like we can know. Amen? That I can know. He uses words like this is the confidence that we have in Him. Yeah, that's the way it is with God. Amen? So if you find some confusion involved, you recognize that God's not involved in that. Amen? That's not what He's doing. He doesn't play games with His children. He doesn't say, well, maybe today you'll feel saved. And maybe that's on you, and that's your emotion. With Him, I already said it, is yea. With Him is amen. God said it, as they say, and that settles it. Amen. But why is it that so many times I'm so unsettled? I don't know about y'all, but I get a little unsettled sometimes. I get a little confused. Apostle Paul was even worried about that many times in the epistles there. But in the 2 Corinthians, he said over there, he said, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. You know, it's really pretty simple today. Amen. Salvation in the gospel is really pretty simple. Amen. And living the pretty simple too, amen? But we complicate it so many times. Now, I didn't say it was easy. There's a difference in something being easy and being simple, amen? It's pretty simple. Now, sometimes it's because of our old wicked flesh, because we do have two natures, sometimes there's a struggle. We understand that. Sometimes there's a war that goes within us. But it is very simple, and I believe we'll find some simple instructions in the Word of God this morning that'll help us to know. Solomon gives us these simple, plain directions. He teaches us how to clear the confusion that's in our heart and life. He teaches us how to understand how to fear the Lord, he said. He teaches us there how to worship God, even how to get to know Him. Even in the churches, we get to travel around a good bit, and different young people, there's a lot of confusion going on. We're confused about, should we listen to this music or that? Or is this song okay? Or how about that one? Or is this? And everything's kind of fuzzy sometimes. But you know what? If we get our nose here in the Word of God, I believe we'll find out that He can clear all the questions in your life. He can answer every question that we have. You know, do you want that today? Look at verse 5 where it says there in Proverbs 2. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. and find the knowledge of God. Do you want that today? Do you want that understanding of the fear of the Lord? Do you want that knowledge of God? I'm not talking about not just knowing about God, Brother Doug mentioned one night, but knowing God. That's what Apostle Paul said over there in the book of Philippians, that I may know Him. He wanted to know God. He wanted to, and been saved for years writing a letter from prison, but he still recognized there was something in him that realized he needs some more. He wanted to know God. He wanted to understand. He wanted to answer all those question marks that were in his life. And Solomon here gives us some answers for that. But it all starts with a choice. If.
Yeah.
If. Now, if I want to go outside today, then I got to go out the door. He said, oh, Brother Daniel, I really want to go outside. Please, I want to go outside. Then go out the door. Well, wouldn't it be pretty silly today? You just standing here, man, and you just stood at the door. Man, I want to go out. I really want to go outside. Could I just please? Yes. Then go out the door. Then, if you want to go outside, then go out the door. It's reversible almost, right? And you say, well, that's silly. No, but it's that simple. It always starts with a choice. If, he said here in the text. You know, the good thing about it is you get to choose the ifs in your life. The problem is you don't get to choose the thens. Amen? If you go out that door, you're going to be outside every single time. Amen? The choice of yours is whether or not you're going to go out the door. Amen? The choice of you today is whether or not you're going to live for God. The choice for you is whether or not you're going to stand when everybody else bows. If you want to stand. Amen? Then you're going to make the choice. Amen? Then when everybody else bows, but it's all going to come down to you. Now we know salvation is free and it's a gift of God, but even that, it comes down to you receiving it. Right? As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What's my part in this? Your part is making the choice today. So you made the choice to come here today. I think you made a good choice. Amen. Some didn't. Then what? Then they're not here.
Right.
That's deep, isn't it? Write that down, right? If they're not here, then they're not here, right? That's confusing. If. Every if leads to a then. Sometimes we've got grand goals in our life, and we should. Even in Christian life. Some of you are young and you're thinking about marriage. Some of you are thinking about it way too much. But, you know, some of you are 19-year-old young ladies. They think they're never going to get married. Just hang on. Right? You haven't quite got there yet. If you can find another 19-year-old guy that's married, good luck. I mean, that's like a mystical thing. A guy's got to get 30 years old before he's got enough sense to get married anyway these days. And you have to raise him, ladies. But I'm just telling you. But if you want that happily ever after, right, then you have to wait on the Lord. Amen. If you want a pure and a holy marriage, you want to stand here before God undefiled and in front of the church and be able to have that wedding that you dreamed of and not, then you're going to have to live for God and not mess it up. Amen. But the choice is yours. But we want this, but we don't want to do what it takes to get there. This is what I want to walk with God and I want to know God. Well, then if you do, then you're going to have to put aside some things. Then you're going to have to get up in the morning and read your Bible. Then you're going to have to separate yourself. Then you're going to have to stand when everybody else bows down. If, then. Every if leads to a then. If I go out on a Friday night. If I'm going unchaperoned and I get in a bad situation with the opposite sex. Then I might defile myself. Lose my purity and what I intended to do. If. What's the answer? Don't put the question marks there. Amen. If I don't go out, then I won't mess up. Amen. If I do what's right, if I stick with God and His Word, if I stick with the training that's been given to me by my church and my pastor and my home, then I'll be safe. In Proverbs chapter 1, he says over there, son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. You got a choice. I've done some dumb things in my life. It's hard to believe it. Y'all look at a guy like me and say, how could he do a dumb thing? I know. It puzzles me too. But I have done some dumb things. I'm trying to think about some, but I don't want to incriminate myself. Sometimes we do some dumb things. And I think, man, if. One night.
I'll tell you one. I probably already told you about that. And I told that on my brother. He got mad about it. He's not here. All right.
One night we're out hunting, coon hunting. I like coon hunting, all right? Good, clean, safe, fun, all right? It's me and some guys, got my blue tick coon hounds. We're out running, we're hunting in the night, no problem. Somebody says, hey, I got an idea. Right then, I should have just turned around, walked off. I'm out of here, Jack. I don't want your ideas. All right, let's go roll the ag teacher's house, right? You know, they throw the toilet paper in the tree, all right? If you did that during the pandemic, you were dumb, man. Or you're blessed if it was done to you. But, depending on the quality. But, I don't want to go down that road, but I got to say it to get off my mind. I was in Europe last week. They do not have quality. Anyway, but, so take your own with you if you go to Germany. But, now, I digress. So, hey, let's go roll the FFA teacher's house. Man, that's fun. That's no problem. Just happen to have a friend whose dad works at a toilet paper factory. I got a case bigger than this thing right here, right? We get in the back of the truck. My brother's driving. He's the getaway driver. And a couple of those, me and my cousins watching. Right? Hey, we're going to Canada next week. All of them are cousins. I ain't figured how that works up in Nova Scotia. But they're in trouble because they're all cousins. But so he gets this. We get this big box we put in the truck. Three of them in the front, me and my cousin are in the back of the truck, right? We go to the house. You know, here they go. I've never done this in my life. Then my dad would kill me, right? You know what's even better? We're driving his truck, right? And here we go, you know, you throw one. It didn't take just a minute. Boom, porch light comes on. Then I hear my RA teacher, his name was Mr. Kelly Morris. I hear his wife come out. Kelly, get your gun. What do you do? Hey. I'm gone, right? Here we go, we're running. Where's worse is my brother must have been faster than me because I hear the truck crank up and he's going. I'm running down the road, me and my buddy. We jump over into the back of the truck, right? So now he's driving down the road. Here comes, oh, by the way, he did come out and shoot. He shot up in the air. We didn't know that. We just heard shooting. We're out of there, right? Boom, and here he goes. We're going down. Now he's chasing us. He's in his truck. We're going down gravel roads. My brother's driving. He drives crazy anyways, but I'm telling you. And I'm in the back. We're in the back of the truck, you know. We're slung from side to side. Four of us were in the back of the truck. Two climbed through the back glass. They're in the seats, but me and my buddy, we're still in the back of the truck. He's following us, so what do? You know, we start taking toilet paper rolls and bombing his truck. We're already done, so we might as well go all in, right? And we're, man, here we go around these roads. And what are you talking about? I'm talking about if, then, right? So my brother thinks he loses him. And thank God, we could have got killed, really. It was stupid, right? Driving the way we were. He finally shakes him. We pull off in this little field, you know, cut the lights off, you know. Sitting there waiting. All of a sudden he comes around the corner. Boom. His headlights shine on us. Uh-oh. What's my brother do? We don't give up, right? He gasses on that thing, starts shifting gears, spins the truck around, tears out. Well, we notice he quit following us. All right, you know, we made it. I get home, my dad's like, he's standing there waiting. I'm like, all right, let's go. And what had happened was, when my brother spun the truck around that time, he knocked rocks out, knocked the windshield out of the teacher's truck. Mm-hmm. If, then, right? Sinners enticed me. All right? I should not have consented. All right? So guess what? Five of us were there. One of them's daddy was the preacher. And he was me. And when he got done with us, he said, y'all are paying for the windshield. And, of course, five of us are going to chip in, right? No. Two of us chipped in. Me and my brother worked and paid for the windshield. All right? Had to go apologize and all that. Show up to class on Monday morning, the teacher's just smiling. So here we go. That's going to be tough to get an A in this one. All right? But you know what? That's silly. But you know what? That things like that happen and worse. All because of an if. A good friend of mine, you can go find him now out behind a little church in the cemetery. If 2 o'clock in the morning, they decided to go out and go for a ride. Nothing. They weren't drinking. They were just acting stupid. Supposed to be spending the night with this family, but they didn't watch their kids. So everybody knows that spend the night at this house. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all kids know. Because they won't watch you and they won't tell you what to do. About 2 o'clock, they say, let's go for a ride. One of them, I probably told you the camp, one of them sitting in the window of the car, you know, feet in the seat, his rear end on the window, hanging out, just screaming, having a good time. Somehow he slips, falls straight backwards, hit his head on the pavement, dead, just like that. And then the parents are, what's happened? I mean, I thought they were with you. I thought they were in the bed. I thought, if. Turn into a bad then. You know, I can tell you on the other side, too. There's been some times when I chose some ifs, and you know what, God blessed and moved. And you know what? It works both ways. But I'm telling you, you get to choose the ifs, but you don't get to choose the thens. Every if leads to a then. You know, but here in our text, we understand God's love is unconditional. We know that. But folks, His blessing on your life is not, young people. It's going to come down to some choices on your part. And that's what Solomon's telling us about. He says there in verse number 1, we're talking about the ifs. If thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. He starts off with the book, young people. You say, Brother Daniel, I want that then. I want the then that I can understand the fear of the Lord. And I want to find the knowledge of God. I want to know God. And I want to walk with Him. I want to have this touch of God that I see on some others' lives. And I want to have this real, I hate to use the word experience, but experience that so many people talk about. Well, if you want to do that, if you want to get to that then he starts off in verse number 1, if thou wilt receive my words.
Amen.
Now, I didn't just say listen to the words. A lot of you are listening. Some of you even read your book every day. He said receive. Receive the words. Amen. It's one thing to be preached at, but we don't always receive it. Amen? We receive the good times. We enjoy the stories. Brother Daniel made a fool of himself. But all of a sudden he starts preaching on that modesty, or preaching on that music, or preaching on those things. And I'm not receiving that. Hold on. Do you want the understanding of the fear of the Lord? Do you want the knowledge of God? If it's out of this book, and the man of God's preaching, you better receive it. Amen. I don't get to pick and choose. He said, the choice is mine. Yeah, the choice is yours to either obey God's word or not, but not obey which words you want. Well, we don't believe that. I don't care if you believe it or not. I care about what the book says. Amen. It's not people talk about convictions and standards. No, they're not preferences. They're about what I believe what the book says. Amen. That's why we do the things we do. Not because we love God and because we want not to be saved, because we are saved, but we want the blessing of God on our lives. Amen. We want that. The hedge of protection that comes with obeying the Word of God and having these convictions, standards, whatever you want to call them. We want that in our life because we understand that it's worth more to know God and to walk with God and to understand the fear of God than it is to walk on the edge with the world over here. But he says he starts off with receiving His words. It was said over there over and over in the New Testament and in the different epistles and the letters there that these received the Word. And these received the Word. These even said one bunch of them, they received the Word with joy. Even though they were going through trials and afflictions, they still received the Word. Will you receive the Word today? Will you receive what's been preached today? Now we talk about that all the time with salvation, receiving. We understand about receiving a gift. But I'm talking about receiving the Word. Even when it goes against what I want. Hey, do you like all of it? I don't like all of it. That's, what? No. Sometimes it rubs me the wrong way. Amen. What Brother Charlie used to always say? Turn the cat around, right? When you're rubbing the further wrong way, turn the cat around. No. You know, I got to change my life to meet the book, not change the book to meet my life. I saw a thing the other day, and it was these sodomites. Oh, why are we going down this road? But anyways, and they said, well, they were a church. They had a church. Well, the guy said, well, let's talk about what the Bible says. He said, well, before you start, I know you're going to quote the King James Bible. We don't use that. Well, of course he did. All right? Well, why? He said, well, we use the NSV. Because it didn't. Because he changed. He pulled his sin out of that. You say, man, that's wicked. Yeah, but we do the same thing. You might as well take a pair of scissors or your pocket knife out. When the man of God preaches the Word of God, you say, no, that's not for me. No, I'm not taking that. Rip that one out and rip that one out. How about receiving His words? Why? Because I want the understanding of the fear of the Lord. I want the knowledge of God in my life. I want to receive His Word and I want to hide His commandments in me. He said, I'll hide His words in my heart that I might not sin against Thee.
Amen.
It all starts with the book, young people. We go with that over and over again. We know. I know you know it. I know it too. You got to get it, man. You got to put it into shoe leather. You got to get down and get started. It's hard, Brother Daniel. Just get started, amen. Just get started. One thing I found is, yes, it's hard when you get started sometimes if you get away. But the more you get in there, then you'll get to verse number two. Then you'll have that desire starts to grow. Because one thing about God, He's like them potato chips. I bet you can't eat just one. You know, you just can't. Once you taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Once you read that book, and yeah, some days I'm reading it, it may be dry as cracker juice for me. But some days I'm reading that thing, and the Holy Spirit begins to move and touch my life, and He begins to illuminate the pages. You know, I said, man, I want some more of that. And it doesn't matter when God's meeting with you. It really don't matter what time it is. It really don't matter what else I got to do. Man, I just want to meet with God. And that starts with the book. And then verse number two, for time's sake, we better move to I keep reading chapter one. Number two, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Once you receive those words and you hide those words, then this desire begins to grow. You begin to tend to incline, to lean that way. Amen. We live in a world nowadays that has zero, use this term, biblical worldview. Used to, everybody at least would claim they're a Christian, knew something about God. Now they don't want to know anything about God. All right? Things have changed. If you've done any evangelism, door to door, you know, used to, everybody would say, yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, I go to church. But now they, no. I meet young people that don't know what you're talking about. I remember telling a guy, I said, you know John 3:16. He said, what's that? I said, I thought everybody knew about that. Well, he didn't have a clue. Last week I preached to 100-something kids, and most of them never heard the gospel. Never. I go, man, you are so blessed. Man. You better rest assured, though, too much is given, much is required. But I'm telling you, when you begin to receive that word and hide it, then that green begins to create that desire. It says over there in Proverbs 18, through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Something in that heart begins to grow, and Lord, I want to know more about that. And I begin to search and to seek Him and to look for God. If, the Bible says, you'll receive those words, and if you'll hide. Look at those action words. Receive, hide, incline, apply. That's your part, amen? That's the if to get to the then. Brother Daniel, I don't want that. I want to be up here like Brother Andrew. He's serving God and pastor a church. I want to have a family. Well, if you do, you don't just get there. Not lifting Him up, I'm lifting God up in Him. Somewhere along the line, He told you in last night, He got on the altar and said, Lord, this is what I want in my life. I won't give You my life. I want to yield my life to You. I want to surrender to You. He recognized that, I know His testimony, like some of the ifs He was choosing weren't too well. Wasn't going well for Him. But He recognized there was a better way and a better life. And the Lord put that desire now as we've known each other and been friends these years. I've seen how He and I both have grown together in Christ. But we had a desire. Amen. Do you have a desire? If you never in your book, you probably don't have a desire. You don't get to verse 2 without verse 1. If. A lot of us are, it says, inclining thine ear unto wisdom. I don't find many young people inclining unto wisdom. It's kind of like a war here. All right? Well, I can read my Bible in here. Yeah, I know we can. Hey, I'm the same way. But man, look at this. Even right now, all these people bothered me. All these notifications and stuff. And then I'm going to click my Bible up. Oh, I got 7 WhatsApp. Hold on. Right. You know? You think that's just happened? No. That's confusion. That's anything to get you off of what you're doing. You know what? I'm telling young people. And we got one. We use it. I'm not going to tell you. Don't have one. We're past that. But I'm telling you, better put that thing up and open your book. Amen. And get a hold of God. If you don't, you're going to find yourself inclining to this way more than you are to this. You're going to find that you're getting your wisdom from Proverbs chapter 1 when sinners entice thee. You're going to get your wisdom and your direction from these friends and friends, right? And social media and all the world. And you know, we take advice on how to live and dress from godless, lost. The preacher preaching like devil-possessed people that play sports or sing godless music. Yeah, that's what I want for my life. No, I don't. Do I want that for my children? No. Yeah, maybe my daughter could be... We were at a church one time, this little old lady... Man, your daughter, she'd be a wonderful country music singer one of these days. I said, I hope to God not. Amen. No, ma'am, she's dedicated for something way higher than that. Amen. I don't want her to stoop so low as to sing in the filth and the garbage of this world and to roll around with that filth of Sodom and that filth of the far country. No, we've asked God to do something far greater than that with her life. Amen. And the same for you. You're worth far more than that. The preacher preached last night about how God would take you and put you in His hand and use you. And for His honor and His glory. Hey, that's worth far more than that. But if that's how you're inclined, and if that's the way you're leaning, that's the way we're going, folks. Rest assured, you don't get to the then if you're leaning the other way. It's pretty simple, isn't it? Inclining thine ear. Applying thine heart. We could preach on that. We don't have time. All day. Number three. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding. I begin, number one is that Bible, and number two is that desire, and number three is that prayer. Amen. I begin to get in that book and begin to find God and begin to incline and begin to have that desire to find more of Him. And it produces something in my heart that just cries out after that knowledge. It lifts up that voice and says, Lord, I need You and I got to have You. And I realize that I can spend more time talking to Him than I can talking to them. Because I'm looking for God. Amen. And I begin to get that taste of God and I begin to have that desire. I know I probably preached it here before. Apostle Paul said he wanted to apprehend that thing for which also he was apprehended. He said, man, this thing got a hold of me and man, I like it. And I want some more of that. And he said, I'm following after God. That's what he's talking about here. And that comes in prayer. Prayer, the Bible is God's talking to us, but prayer is us talking to God. We know that. But we do so little of it. Preacher preached on it last night about getting to Jesus. And in my own heart, I'm convicted. I love my family. And I pray for my family. And I pray for many of you, but not nearly the way I should. I'm talking about crying. Crying after that knowledge, lifting up thy voice. Oh God, you get in a bad enough situation, you'll cry. You'll cry out. Would to God, we'd cry out on the good days. Amen. We'd cry out in praise and thanksgiving to God. We'd cry out in desire for Him today, not wait till the whole thing's a mess. We choose all the ifs, and we go down that road. Then we get a big mess of our life. We say, how do we get here? Then we say, oh God, help me. He said, I was trying to help you day in and day out. I was trying to help you at the youth revival. I was trying to help you on Sunday morning and Sunday night. I was telling you if. But you keep choosing and we keep choosing and we keep choosing. Then we get in a mess and we say, oh God, help. And thank God He'll help. And thank God He can restore some years that the canker worm has taken away. But folks, you might end up like Jacob walking with a limp for the rest of your life. Amen. You might walk around with scars and sin, and ain't but one, you know, you don't get but one chance to walk down that aisle with that one you love, pure and right with God. And if you messed it up, ask God to forgive you. But there's some that happen. Amen. You get but one choice, one chance to do that thing right with God. You don't get but one chance. You only get one life. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Crying after knowledge. You get a strong enough desire, you'll cry. Preacher preached on it last night, Brother Logan did. All three of those folks, they had no problem crying out to Jesus. They had no problem saying, Lord, I need some help. I'll tell you what, folks. He tells us in the book of Jeremiah, you know his phone number over there is Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee. You get a need in your heart and life, the Lord showed you something today. I believe you call out to Him, you'd find He'll answer. Amen? He's there right on time. One more. If we get the Bible, we got a desire, we got a prayer. Verse number 4. Seeking. He says in verse 4, if, there's that if again, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure. He's talking about that wisdom. He's talking about that knowledge. He's talking about that understanding of God. You just seek it as a treasure. What do we treasure? You treasure a lot of things, don't you? Search for it like a hid treasure, just like finding silver. Some of you will go out in the parking lot right now and you see a $20 bill blowing out there. You'll break your neck trying to get it. Man, that's a treasure. I won't even buy a Big Mac anymore with this inflation. But man, would to God we'd break our neck trying to get in this book and seek for Him. Amen. Knelt down on the altar seeking for Him like a treasure. We begin to treasure the things that God treasures. Amen. Begin to have that desire and search for Him and seek for Him in our whole heart. He said over in Deuteronomy chapter 4, He said, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord, thou shalt find Him. If thou seek Him with all thy heart and all thy soul." He said, hey, he's talking to the children of Israel. He said, if you want God, if you want to look for God, if you begin to seek for Him, you'll begin to search for Him, you'll be able to hold that thing like a treasure. You know, if you ever lost something, Michael lost his belt this morning, right? It's time to go to church, you know. I say we're leaving at 8:30. It's 8:32, right? We got problems, right? We don't have harmony in the home, brother. Where's your belt? Here we go, all right? And of course, and he was right this time. He took after me. I blame it on everybody else, right? When I lose something, and I'm usually the one who put it up, all right? But that's first rule. Who messed with my stuff? Who took my belt, all right? And actually, this time his sister did clean his belt up for him. And imagine that. He left it in the floor and she picked it up. And I know where I left it, right? And that's the way it goes, though. But no, we were looking for this thing. Man, we tore that hotel room apart. Where's his belt at? Where's his belt at? And why did it even matter? I don't know. All right? I remember going, side note, ADD. All right? Well, I better not, Brother Dave. Brother Logan said that devil possession. Anyway, no offense to whoever's diagnosed here. Don't take medical advice from us. But I remember going to church one time when I was a kid. I got boots on, right, Brother Andrew? My dad, I'm talking about child. My dad finds out I don't have socks on. Who cares? Right? He made us go home. He took me home and put socks on to go to church. We don't go to church without socks on. So I guess it's in me. We're not going without that belt. We're going to find that belt. You're going to get to church and we're going to make it on time. You know, so all hands on deck. Everybody stop what you're doing, search. But you know what? If we would get to seek after God like that, everybody, no matter what we're doing, everybody's on board. Hey, the whole family, the whole youth group. Hey, we're searching for God. We're looking for this treasure, this thing, this pearl of great price, this value. And He said, if you'll do that, if you'll search for that thing as silver and search for her as a hidden treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
Amen.
He's the treasure, young people.
Yes, sir.
Apostle Paul said over there, I count all these things, but dung, I keep flipping my mind to Philippians, that I may win Christ.
Amen.
We're looking for something. We're looking and searching. What am I searching for? Him. He's
yes,
it.
Sir. Yes.
But what's the Bible reading about? It's about learning of Him. What's the desire about? It's a desire for Him. What's the prayer about? It's not talking to Him. It's all just about spending time with Him. Some of you are messed up. You're confused. What's wrong, Brother Daniel? You just need God. Amen. You just need Him. You don't need a program. You don't even need an outline. You just need Him. You just need to fall down, just as the preacher preached last night, get to Jesus and fall down humbly at His feet and say, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I know that I need You and I need Your help. I need You to answer the ifs in my life. I need You to more than I need anything in this world. I believe then you'll find just what you're looking for. Amen. Folks, it's all through the Bible. I'm closing. First time you find ifs, questions in the Bible, then, you know where you find it out? Abraham and Lot. Abraham, is not the whole land before thee? If you want to go to the left hand, take the left. I'll take the right. If you want to go to the right, take the left. We know how that ended up, didn't we?
Yeah.
If. Fork in the road.
Yes, sir.
Well-watered plains of Sodom, living right on the edge of the world. Abraham's up here meeting with God on the mountain. Started with a question. Exodus chapter 19, He told the children of Israel, now therefore, if you obey My voice and keep My covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto Me. I don't understand who He's talking to. I believe He still offers the same to you. If you'll get to hunting God, He'll do something special. Elijah standing up there on the mountain. What's He tell the people? How long halt ye between the two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. How about if Baal's God? Follow Him. What will it be? If then. If My people, which are called by My name, will humble themselves and pray and seek My face, then will I hear from heaven. Then. Forgive their sin, will heal their lands. If. then. Jesus told him in John chapter 8, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. I believe the Lord set a crossroads up for us today. I believe that God gave you an example in Daniel chapter 3 a while ago. If you'll stand when everybody else bows down, then you'll get to spend some time with the Lord. Even if it's in the fire. Who cares if you're in the fire, if you're with Him? Who cares if you're in the fire where you don't even come out smelling like smoke? Who cares? You with God. When they stood, everything He preached, all them studs, they found what they're looking for at the end. The one who they stood for, the one who they stood, all those things, He stood with them. Amen. And I'm telling you, if you'll come today, you'll make those, you'll say, Lord, I want that then. I want that understanding of fear, Lord. I want that knowledge of God. If you'll make that choice today, if you'll bring it all to Him, I believe you'll find that then you're looking for. Amen. And tell you here today, if you're not saved, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But Daniel, I want to be saved. I want to spend eternity in heaven. I want to be right with God. If you do, then why don't you come humble yourself at this altar? Why don't you cry out to God? Let Him save your soul and change your life. Would you stand to your feet? Heads bowed, eyes closed around the building. God's put a question in your life this morning. Won't you let Him answer? Amen. I never forget what Brother Charlie Andrews said one time. He said, the devil will answer every question mark you put in your life. Don't throw a question mark out there for the devil to answer. Let's take them question marks to God. Lord, who do you have me to do in this area? If, then. Oh, Brother Daniel, I got great dreams of Christian life and a spouse and a ministry and just serving God. Well, if you want that, then once you find a place to get a hold of God, if you find that place, today's good. You should do it today, but it needs to be every day. How about tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday? Lord, I'm looking for you. I'm looking in your book. I'm having a desire. I'm seeking you. Anybody needs to come, the altar's open. If you're here and you're not saved, you know it and God knows it. If He's drawing you, won't you come? If you'll step out and come.